Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the world of power tools, specifically non-Ryobi tools that surprisingly work with Ryobi batteries.
Whoa, really? I thought those batteries were brand specific. This is news to me. What kind of tools are we talking about?
Everything from hot glue guns to spray paint guns. The article we're discussing lists 5: a Surebonder mini hot glue gun, perfect for crafts; a Corentin work light, super bright and even has USB ports; a Tangway cordless fan, great for staying cool on the go.
Hold up, a cordless fan powered by a Ryobi battery? Mind blown.
Right? And it has a remote. Then there's a Corentin soldering iron kit for all you DIY electronics enthusiasts, and a DT Tech HVLP spray paint gun, which is supposedly great for furniture.
This is fascinating. It's like unlocking a secret level in the tool world. Are these tools any good, though, or are they just cheap knockoffs?
Well, the article emphasizes they're chosen based on functionality, price, and customer reviews. They seem to be decent quality for the price. The Surebonder glue gun, for example, has a heating stand and a long glue roll. Pretty nifty.
Okay, I'm intrigued. That work light with the USB port sounds especially handy. Imagine, power outage. You're using your Ryobi battery to light up the room and charge your phone.
Exactly. It's all about versatility. Plus, think about the cost savings. You already have the Ryobi batteries, so you're essentially expanding your tool collection without breaking the bank.
I see. Interesting. But I'm a bit skeptical about that soldering iron. Some reviews mentioned it gets heavy with the battery. Doesn't sound ideal for delicate work.
Good point. That's a valid concern. It highlights the trade-offs you sometimes make with these third-party tools. They might not be as refined as the official Ryobi products, but they offer a budget-friendly alternative.
Got it. So it's about finding the right tool for the right job, weighing the pros and cons. I'm curious, how did they choose these specific tools?
They focused on functionality, affordability, and customer reviews on Amazon. They also looked for features that add value, like that remote control on the fan. It sounds like they did their homework.
Sounds like it. This has been really eye-opening. I never considered using my Ryobi batteries with other brands. Thanks for sharing this, Nutty.
Absolutely. It's all about finding clever ways to maximize your tools. And there you have it, folks. 5 non-Ryobi products that work with Ryobi batteries. Until next time, this is Nutty, signing off.
Goodbye.